It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at mybradio.com. Thank you. Again and again, we've been coming in top 10 in New York AM radio. It's pretty cool. Top 10 in New York AM radio, according to Nielsen, for this slot, and we thank the listeners for their confidence in this program. This radio show, Mind Your Business, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, marketing, financial planning, time management, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Cirilli, Rena, Miriam, Dina, Hoodie, Ben, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Alex, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout-out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The Mishpacha Take 5 column, last week they featured the interview that we had with, here we are, Dick Scholes, the founder and former CEO of Best Buy. He was on the show last week, and Mishpacha Magazine featured that as well in their Take 5 column. You can access it by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and that's where you can access all of our past guests. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield. Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers. We had Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Shep Hyken, right, to world-renowned customer service expert, and so many. What about John Scully, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi? What about Captain Sully Sullenberger? We had him on the show as well. Every single guest, amazing content, and it's all available for free by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's very special guest, Matt Manarek. In studio, this is a real special treat. He is the president of the HiQ Group, and actually Matt was named IBM's number one marketer 2 years in a row. During his time at IBM, Matt generated hundreds of millions of dollars in lead gen and revenue using using some very creative marketing methods. And he actually, his book here just came out, paperback edition, How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now by IBM's number one marketer and lead generator, Matthew Manarek. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome. Matt, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak. It's a pleasure to be here. I am blessed.
Yes, it's very special. Now, Matt, you have quite a envious resume. You held a senior position at IBM. And during the interview tonight, we're going to get to some great stories that you have about successes at IBM. But perhaps you could just share with us briefly about your journey.
The journey is funny. It's interesting. I started at The Ohio State University in biochemistry. Even had a year of graduate school in biochemistry.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah, I know.
How'd you wind up in marketing?
And then I went and got a degree as a physician assistant.
What?
Didn't like medicine at all. Couldn't tolerate it. My brothers were in Washington, D.C.
Do we have the right person here? What's going on here? Whoa, I didn't expect this.
But this is what led to the success. Honestly,
let me hear.
So I went to, my brothers were in Washington, D.C., working for Richard Vigue, one of the greatest direct mail fundraisers in the country. They went off and started their own agency, and they called me up, and I said, you know, I really don't care for medicine. I said, come on, we need someone who's organized. And so they were the creative types. I went over to Washington, D.C., and I took my scientific methodology, statistical significance, we put that together with their creative juice, and it just blossomed. We just came up with a methodology that works. It works. So that's what happened. That's the journey. We're taking the science with the creative. As you say, Yitzhak, advertising and marketing, it's what? It's an art and a science.
That's right.
Yeah. And so that's what we did. We blended perfectly the art and the science.
Wow. What a background. I mean, I've heard of people pivoting, but that's like, I'm not even going to try to come up with some example now.
Because some would say confused, but yeah, but it worked.
Whoa, you got
it
with a curveball there. But hey, you're in a great industry. Marky, we're comrades.
We are comrades.
We're going to jump right in now. What were some great marketing initiatives that you led while at IBM?
So what we did, what we found out, and I'm going to get to this a little bit later on, we talk about the very specific test that got us a 50% response rate.
What?
Yeah. We
Am
got
I hearing things
yeah,
again?
Yeah, no. This
I'm
is
an engineer. Is the headset's working?
and
wow.
So what we...
are you going to share it with us?
Yeah, I'm going to show you the exact methodology. It's all in the book, too. So if you could
again, Matt's, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
this is unreal. How to generate leads and grow your business now. It's available on Amazon. By the way, one lucky listener, I just have to get this in. Matt is being very generous. One lucky listener is going to win this book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy. Matt, back to you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, no,
this is
no,
exciting.
This is very exciting. It's a journey that basically what we do is we test. And so I had been testing for years running my agency. Then when I went over to IBM, they had me run the central region. I was a central region marketing manager. And I had, as a marketing agency, I've had probably a couple dozen clients. All of a sudden, one day when I go to IBM, I have like 200. Because I was a channel market manager. So I was an agency essentially for all the business partners for IBM. And so I had to do a repeatable process. So what we find out is that people, they like to talk about things themselves if you help them out, if you give them a little gift, right? Mm-hmm. So what we did, we got qualified leads by a methodology called BANT qualification. BANT, B-A-N-T, stands for budget, authority, need, and timing. And so what I would do is I would do these survey campaigns. It was a two-step process. You get them in, you ask them questions, you give them a gift, and they come back with this budget, authority, need, and timing. From that, you can delineate between an A, B, and C lead. And there's all kinds of tests. There must have been, by the time we got to the great results we got, we must have tested over 100 different items. I remember one test cell specifically. This is not IBM. It's another one. I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm. May I jump around?
Absolutely.
This is for a propane company. And we wanted to test some offers and creatives. We'll get that into that in just a minute. But we had 48 test cells. 48 test cells. We have the whole company around saying, who's going to guess which is the right one? And so I guessed it's going to be, right. Test cell D7, okay? And I'm the smart guy, right? I'm the marketer guy. I know all this stuff. I always get it wrong. And
that shows you the importance of
testing. Because you never know. You know, when we test, when we do a marketing campaign, it's just a snapshot of what's going on in the world today. Now, there are indicators. You do test in the past to know what not to do again.
Right.
You know, and so you test these things. You make sure they're statistically significant, and you do the of sequence of importance. And we'll get to that in just a second. But 48 test cells, and I had the wrong one, of course. In fact, I think the secretary of the front, I think she guessed it right. One of those.
Wow. But. Right. We don't want to knock her, but it was just a guess, basically.
No, it wasn't a guess on her. She was smart.
Wow.
She said, this is what they're going to win.
Now, on the cover of the book, it says clearly, by IBM's number one marketer and lead generator. So you were named that for 2 years in a row. IBM, wow. How'd you do that?
So what I did was I just took all the past experience. I didn't do anything new. Nothing new at all. There's nothing new under the sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took all the campaigns that we've had successful before, honed them down, put the marketing message in there, used it, and it drove. We consistently, with IBM, business to business, got a 23% response rate. Consistently.
23% response
consistent. Rate. Sometimes 17%, sometimes 30%. Over time,
no, it was 23%. Matt, I'm sorry. I actually know you for a couple of months now. I trust you, but... How can I trust you?
Yeah.
23% success rate.
I'll tell you what.
How does that work?
It works this way. Can we go through the five items?
We're going to get to that shortly.
Because that's how it works.
Okay. We're going to let the, stay tuned because we're going to go for a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what Matt identifies, the five critical marketing items that really need to be factored in order to be a great success. I want to remind the listeners, his new book is going to go to one lucky listener or to many people that will just go to Amazon and buy it. It's called How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now. Matt Minerick, again, by IBM's number one marketer and lead generator. One lucky listener is going to get it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book. Otherwise, you go to Amazon. It's there. Matt Minerick, by the way, his last name is spelled M-I-N-A-R-K. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinnyDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening, Matt Minerick. He was, you got to hear this, folks, IBM's number one marketer and lead generator. He came out with this new release called How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now. One lucky listener is going to win it. That's an autograph copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Matt's new book. Otherwise, go to Amazon. That's a pretty this is, by the way, on one hand, it's you could make your way through it. There's a lot of graphs and charts and pictures, but I don't want to call it a heavy read, but it's a serious read. That's the best way to put it. It's a serious read. It's a lot of charts, graphs, but there's real information. It's not a hammock read per se.
I think it's over 300 pages.
Yeah, this is, here we go, 350, 60, 360, 70, 370 page book. It's loaded, packed with real examples. But if you want to really understand the world of marketing, and you're interested in results, and who isn't? Hello? this book is for you. And Matt, let's jump right in. Okay, in the book you talk about, and again, I'm repeating the name of the book, How to Generate Leads and Grow Business and Grow Your Business Now by Matt Minarik, M-I-N-A-R-K. Matt, you talk about...
Hold, whoa. It's I-K, M-I-N-A-R-I-K.
I'm sorry. There we go. Matthew Man Minarik, M-I-N-A-R-I-K. There you go.
There we go.
Thank you. Boom. Got to get this right. We're on WABC here. You know, we got to get this right. You are correct. Now, we go through the five critical areas of marketing. I'm going to read them, and then we're going to start, and Matt is going to start dissecting them.
If you're at home, take notes on this. This is so important.
Just take note. And the great news, everyone knows, is that this show will then be permanently archived. Just in case you're tuning in now, you're not able to take notes now, whatever the case is, by Tuesday morning, this will be up on the archives, mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and you'll be able to access and listen to this again and again because you should. Okay, so here goes. Number one, the target audience. How do you define your target audience? I'm going to read them, and then we're going to go back, okay? Number two. Okay, the offer. How do you determine what you should offer? Number three, creative development. How important is this to the effectiveness of a campaign? Okay, and how do you foster creativity in the workplace? How do you differentiate between good and great ideas and lousy ideas? That's number three. Number four is timing. Are there certain times that your campaign will stick better and resonate and bring in more sales? And number five is follow through. I know you have a story to share about this, Matt. We'll get to it, but let's sum it up. A truly effective marketing campaign takes five factors into account. Again, target audience, the offer, creative development, timing, and follow through. So now, let's go back to the beginning. Target audience.
The target audience. What do you think, Yitzhak, is the success rate? I mean, how important is the target audience? This is scientifically shown. It's up to 75% of the success of a campaign. I mean, if we're selling lawnmowers, we're not going to target grandmothers walking in a mall, right? We're going to target the people who are going to buy lawnmowers.
Right.
You know, we're going to target the right demographic area. And there's many things about psychographics, which I'm sure you know about. There's things called prism clusters. Everybody's... booked into about 64 prism clusters. And they have these great descriptions of them. They have, far out in the country, have shotguns and pickup trucks, and they have blue bloods, and they have up-and-comers, and they have educational or whatever. All 64 of these. And they go into very great detail. So if you can really hone down who is best for your product, you can get a very, very targeted list and get to that exact right person. We know what radio stations are listening to, like mm-hmm. yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know what social media they're on. We know what type of cars they're buying. Target has done such a great job in terms of what they do. They know who is pregnant before the people know who they're pregnant. It's a phenomenal study of understanding your customer that truly goes very, very deep. There's billions spent just on this. You know, we don't talk about it here, but the RFM is so critically important. Recency, frequency, monetary value, it's all about the target audience. And, you know, it's not just about who you're going after, but who you already have, too, who you should go back to. The target audience, up to 75% of the success of your campaign is about the target audience.
You know, it's such a fair point because I know whenever I have a discussion with people about direct mail, and they're saying, well, it's, you know, most people throw mail in the garbage. My number one response to that is they didn't have the right list because
that's right.
List is key. Now, of course, everything a creative and timing is all there, but the list, that comes right back to Matt's point, is the target audience. That means if you're mailing something, someone's instinctively tossing it, they should not have been on that list in the first place. Now, what happens? We understand. If you do a list rental, then it costs more to try to weed out the list and clean it up. It's cheaper just to mail it, and you'll score with those in the list.
Depends on the mailing.
But it depends on the mailing. And also, that means you, to the extent possible, you got to have a clean list.
That's right. You got to have a clean list. Some lists are horrible. List companies typically will guarantee to about 93%. And all they do when they guarantee it, they guarantee third-class postage returns, but you have to mail it first class to know how many are not getting it, right?
Yeah, right.
So it's kind of a trick that they do.
A trick, 'cause you never
but
get them
the
back
best thing to do is actually to work with a good list broker. and the best list broker. My sister's a list broker and list resources. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to get a list broker as a marketing manager, right, strategist with you. And they will determine what's the right list and what is. And they'll know which list. If people keep buying the same list over again, that means they're a good list.
Right. You know? Right, they're coming back for it.
Right.
If I could ask you just a question, now that you're thinking about it, now that it came up. Besides what list companies will say, at the end of the day, I have a number. I just wanted to get your number. What at the end of the day, how accurate is a typical list that you get from a list rental?
Well, you've got two kinds of lists, right? You've got compiled, and you have response lists. Okay, compiled lists are, you know, it's essentially the old-fashioned yellow pages. They just compile lists. They'll call up and say how many people work here, if it's a business list, etc. And they're junk. They are junk. Okay.
Wow. So less than 50%?
I don't know what it is, but it's never static. It's always changing. Right. It the week after they call it, maybe 65-70%, you know, 2 months later, maybe 35%. You know, but response lists are always the way to go because they have to be right because these people are paying money.
Right.
They are responding. They're telling who they are. They're very interested in the product that they're buying.
Right.
And the list companies, they make their money on us making sure that they're right. So you all always, I don't say always, but always go with a response list if possible.
Now we go to the second item in terms of the marketing musts, and that is the offer. How do you determine what you should offer?
Let's define what the offer is first, okay? The offer is defined as what they give for what they get, all right? If I'm going to give you a $5 coupon, what do you got to do? You got to respond. Well, if you download something, I got to get my email address, you know, at a landing page. It's so defined as what they give for what they get. There's three stages of the offer. The introductory mm-hmm. offer, you got the answer the question offer, and then you got the make the deal offer, mm-hmm. okay? And too many times people just try and go right to the make the deal. They don't try and establish a relationship with them at all. It's very important to understand where you are in the relationship with somebody. If you come in for the first time, if you know the boy in high school wants to date the girl, he's going to go and sit in the front porch. He's going to bring a box of candy and and do whatever. You know, he's not going to ask her to marry her on the first date, right? And so it's the same thing. We're going to get to this in a minute. We've got to build trust, and we'll talk about trust in a few minutes. But the offer is worth up to, and now the math isn't going to be right, mm-hmm. but it's up to 50% of the success of a campaign. So we got the list up to 75%. We got the offer up to 50%, okay? And so the offer is the second most important item. And you have to work on this offer. And what is the offer? What do you want them to do? Do you want them to respond? Do you want them to buy? Do you want them to give information? What do you want them to do? Okay, so the offer is very tricky in terms of, and we're going to get into testing on this as well.
Okay.
But you have to make sure that offer is right. Because as you say, it could be the right audience, but if the offer is no good, they're just going to throw it away.
Now we move to the creative development. How to come up with great creativity in the workplace. How to differentiate between, you know, good and great ideas. What's your tips on that?
So I have to apologize right up front here with you, Isaac.
Ready.
Okay, because you run a great creative agency here.
Thank
They're
you.
Really great.
Thank
They're
you.
Creative.
That's a big compliment.
It really is. And your book is phenomenal, by the way.
Thank
so
you.
What's the bottom line?
Thank you.
Yeah. So, but the creative is only worth about 25% of the success of a campaign.
Aww.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I can't let the staff go like this.
You know? No, you can't. Now, okay. here's the interesting thing, though. By changing the creative, I change response 100%. I'll give an example one time.
Wow.
Yeah. One time, I did a direct mail campaign. This is for a college. And they wanted to invite high school girls to stay a night and a day over at the college. Okay? This was a college in Ohio. It was a private Catholic college. And so they said, we're going to mail out this postcard. I said, why don't we do this? Why don't we test half of it with a postcard, and the other half, we're going to put the postcard into an envelope and put a letter with it, with a personal note from the president, whoever the nun was.
Right.
So we got, the postcard got a 2% response. The letter, 4% response. 100% difference in response. But it's the same message. All we did was we took the postcard and we put a letter in an envelope. No other difference than that.
Wow.
So that's a creative. The offer was the same. The list was the same. Just a creative difference, though. 100% difference in response.
It's amazing. And we're going to talk a lot more. And in fact, that's the next point over here. We're going to get to timing later on in the interview. We're going to get to testing, but it's unreal. In fact, I save here, you know, I have a drawer full of samples from the banks, Yeah. And they're sending all types of offers. And it's amazing the difference, the size of the envelope, the stiffness. Some
That's
of them
right.
add a little board in there.
The feeling matters. The feeling,
it's all the different variables make a difference
they
in
do.
The success rate. And you could really bump it with little tweaks based on testing.
There's 1,000 details in doing good direct marketing. You know, whether it's direct mail or any, you know, even telemarketing, there's 1,000 details that have to all be right.
Timing. Are there certain times that are, you know, that are more likely to bring a better response in terms of sales?
There are. Let me talk about two things in this. Timing. We talked about the list being up to 75%, the offer up to 50%, the creative 25%. Timing floats. Timing can be more important than the offer. It can be more important than the creative. It's never more important than the list, though. Okay? So in other words, if you were to be in Washington, D.C. the day of the inauguration and you mm-hmm. have T-shirts, you're selling them. I was at the inauguration. They're good that day. 2 months later, they're no good.
Right.
Okay? So, but right. timing is a huge issue. There's a Dr. Olderite out of Kellogg University in Chicago. He did a phenomenal study on timing. And he talks about the best times of the day to call, the best times of the day to not to call. What do you think the best time of the day is to call, Itzhak? If you're a salesperson,
so it depends for what? B2B, B2C?
Yeah, B2B.
In a B2B, best time to call?
You're trying to get an appointment. You're trying to get into the person.
Trying to get an appointment? Oh, okay. To an executive?
Mm-hmm.
8:15 a.m.
You got it. 8:15 a.m. Also 4 to 5 p.m.
Right.
And the worst time is when?
Oh, smack in the middle of the day.
Right after lunch.
Right.
The worst time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The best day of the week is Thursday. Best day of the week is Thursday. The worst day is Monday. Monday,
right? Monday is
yeah. So there are all kinds, and there's many articles, many aspects of timing that are all through there. And then when we do offers, you don't want to mail something or have an offer that crosses over the calendar, because you want to be within the same month.
Right.
And then I tested how long should we make it for people to respond? Should it be as a matter of
tight
or give them a window? And I'm sure you know the answer.
Well, it depends which type of campaign. Because, okay, in general, tight for the offer, but certain, I know in terms of, let's say, raffles, nonprofits, and there are many nonprofits, there we've actually tested where a window works better. But in terms of an offer to direct response to get them, bam, bam, bam. Now.
Remember, this book is written about business to business.
Business, right. So my mind is also, I know that there are a lot of nonprofits in the audience.
Right.
So therefore, my mind is also keeping
Sure.
So, but yes, there's a difference between
48 hours to respond.
Yeah.
And that works the best. Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Follow through. I know you have a story to share about this. Let's.
I never had follow through as my number five. I always had list offer creative timing. I taught that for years. In fact, I teach the Direct Marketing Association.
Yeah, the DMA.
The DMA. I was an instructor for there for a few years. And so, you know, I always had list offer creative timing. That's great. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I was taught initially, the timing wasn't even part of the equation. I added that one in. So I was doing IBM. And I remember this one business partner I had in Columbus, Ohio. We did a campaign, and they got that 23% response, okay? And I had said, great, I got to go around the Midwest and see all my other business partners. So I went to Chicago, then I went over to Minneapolis and St. Louis and back around, and I come back, meet him 2 weeks later in Columbus, Ohio, and I go, Joe, how are you? He goes, great, man, the campaign was fantastic. I said, he goes, here, look at all these leads. That's great. How are they doing? Oh, we haven't started yet.
Oh,
it's like I could have shot him.
You know, that reminds me about these people that go to trade shows.
Yeah.
All the time, people ask, are trade shows valuable? Yes, but.
But.
If you're not going to follow up with the leads, then play lottery.
That's right. It really is true.
Don't go.
We have a whole thing on trade show marketing, and it's got to happen within the first 24 hours.
And that's a great point. Within 24 hours, because people don't realize how valuable trade shows are. You get to press the flesh, you get to meet them directly. But if you don't do follow up, forget it.
Let me tell you about one trade show story my partner had. He ran his trade show, did all the marketing for it for this one company, and they gave a big giveaway, and I forget what the giveaway was, but they had to put down the room number.
Okay.
So when they got back to the room, all these people had a bottle of wine with chocolate and fruit sitting there in their room, and they were blown away. Blown away. Timing.
That's the audience.
Great. Right. It was great.
So let's sum it up. A truly effective marketing campaign takes five factors into account. Target audience, the offer, creative development, timing, and follow-through.
Now, I didn't tell you where follow-through falls in the percent, did I?
Now, wait a second. Yeah. I'm sorry. Right? What was that?
I said I didn't tell you where timing, I mean, follow-through fits
yes,
in the equation.
Let's continue.
What's the percent of the... Right. How about, I put it back up with the list.
If you don't... 75%.
It's... Put it this way. Yeah, it's either on
maybe
or off.
A little bit more.
It's either on or off. Your campaign's either going to be a success or a failure.
Yeah.
You know, it's as equal to me as a list. If you don't follow up, as you say, play the lottery. What good is it? You're throwing money away.
My guest this evening is Matt Mynarek. He is actually at IBM's number one marketer and lead generator. He now has his own firm. His new book, How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now by Matt Mynarek, M-I-N-A-R-I-K, can be yours. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, MYB to 64600. Otherwise, you could pick it up at, or you can get it on Amazon. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. And of course on the 77 WABC app. What a treat. In studio, none other than the IBM's number one marketer and lead generator. This goes back a couple years, but he took all this insight. He now has a firm, the HiQ Group.
Mm-hmm.
You could definitely find out more about him online. Just Google Matthew Mann Mynarek, M-I-N-A-R-I-K. He has a new release called How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now. I'm going to show this here to the camera. This is Matt's new release. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to get the book. Otherwise, everyone else could be lucky. Just go to Amazon. It's there.
My wife would like that.
Well, it's true. This a work like this, you know, How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now. I mean, not too many people could really have the spunk or the chutzpah to say that, but Matt can. So,
and it's not because of anything I did. It's because we tested it. You know, we tested it. My book, by the way, has almost no opinions in there whatsoever. Everything is statistically and tested. It's all researched. It's no opinions. This stuff works.
So if even though we touched on it earlier, let's go back to testing for a minute.
Sure.
You know, testing is at the core of everything that you teach. And of course, all marketers know that, but unfortunately, so few really get it. They're like, yeah, you know, I know what the result's going to be, or I know what people are thinking, and they just, you know, take the plane right to the runway without checking it all out. You know, what's your advice? How do you respond professionally to those that say they want to cut out the testing phase?
I say you're a survey of one. You don't, you know, as you joke around my family, I have six children, you know, you don't know nothing. And, you know, and no one does know anything. As I mentioned before, that one test cell, we had 48 test cells, 6 one way versus 8 the other way. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. We all got it wrong except for the secretary up front. And because you don't know. And people say, I know my audience so well. We were so surprised. So how we test, mm-hmm. Okay?
We're focusing on testing.
We test in order of importance. So what's the first thing you should test? The list.
Right?
You should test the list.
Right.
So you want to get three or
75%
four.
75% is riding on it.
That's right. You want to get three or four different lists. However you get them, even if it's digital, it doesn't matter, direct mail. We're going to focus on direct mail here because direct mail still works very good for business to business, by the way. It works very good anywhere. But anyway, so you get three or four different lists, okay? Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is you want to get 10% of that universe they call. That's the total amount of that list. Mm-hmm. Take 10% of it. Has to be statistically significant. We can talk about that. Well, right. Another time.
Okay,
that's a lot of detail. And since it's Beckhoffer,
but it's in the book.
Yes. And all the formulas are in there too. So if you are good
that's
with the calculator, you can do it. But anyway, so you test a list. Then what's the next most important thing to test? The offer.
Right.
So what I do, there was a great, and when I was in doing my biological sciences, biochemistry, we took genetics. And Gregor Mendel was a monk from Belgium, I believe it was, back in the 1700s. And he's the one who tested black beans crossing them with green beans. And he developed something called a Punnett square. Okay? And so from this Punnett square, he would find out which genetics, which bean was dominant, the black or the white, mm-hmm. from the offspring from the beans. Mm-hmm. So I took the same methodology of Gregor Mendel from 1800s, right? There's nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. And I cross-tested. We'll take three lists, then we'll cross them, we'll figure in your mind three columns mm-hmm. going vertically, A, B, and C.
Right.
And then horizontally, we're going to do three offers, one, two, and three. So now we have three times three. We have nine test cells. We have A1, A2, A3, B1, B2, B3, C1, C2, C3. Mm-hmm. Okay? And what we do by doing this methodology, you can actually cut down the amount you're testing by half. Which is very interesting because you actually have all the lists and you have all the creatives, but you cross them, okay? And so from this then, we're going to get a winner. We're going to get and the winner is defined either as your best response, your best cost per acquisition, whatever you decide that the winner is. From that then, we take that winner cell or two cells mm-hmm. and we create another test where we make that 75% of the next testing, then we'll go get three more tests, either offers or lists, whatever's available. Now, you can, to get crazy, which we do, we'll take those nine test cells and we'll divide them into two or three to put the creatives in there, okay? And then you can test them again to do the timing. Right. And you can see where this goes and where it goes. But you find the answer. I tell people, I don't know the answer, but I know how to find it.
That's a great line. Now, by the way, I'm sure you've been asked this many times. For a company that's going to do a massive rollout, let's mm-hmm. say, you know, B2B, and they're going to be sending it to 500,000 addresses, what is the minimum number that will still be statistically relevant when you do it? Let's say you're doing a test of five different cells.
Yeah.
What's the minimum number that needs to be in each cell?
Don't you love this? There's two answers, right?
Okay, that's fair.
So there was a great direct marketer, and what he always said was, if you get 50 responses from any campaign, that's significant, okay? I like that, okay?
Okay.
The other one is minimally, you know, it depends on your level of confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want a 98%? Do you want a 95%? Do you want a 90% level of confidence?
Right.
So statistically, that's how you determine the number. But the very, very, very minimum is 1,250 per test cell.
Gotcha.
Okay? I like to do 5,000.
Right, I was going to say, the going number is 5,000,
yeah.
But the minimum, meaning if someone says that, all right, they're just going to test it on 500.
Useless.
It's useless.
It's truly useless. Now, the thing is, too, depending, like we had campaigns where we got the 23%. You put that 23% into a statistical model called Beckhoffer, and from that, we found out we only had to mail 350 because we knew we were going to get a 23% response. You know, so when you have a higher response, you can mail less. right?
Getting back to one of the key points that you talk about in your book, and again, Matt's new release, How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now, by IBM's number one marketer and lead generator, Matt Minarek. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy. Otherwise, go pick it up on Amazon. That's, everyone knows how to find it there. And Minarek is spelled M-I-N-A-R-I-K. You talk about trust. How important is it for a consumer base, for a company to build up trust with its consumer base?
All business is an exchange of trust. That's all it is, okay? Mm-hmm. We define trust as a three-legged stool. The three legs are results, competency, and character. You have to prove those, and they all sit on a platform of consistency, you know? So results. If you're a business, what type of results has your business done that's so good, okay? Competency. Are you endorsed by IBM? Do you have certifications, okay? And character. I want some testimonials. I want to know that you're a good person. Okay? And then I want to know that you've done this over and over and over again. Results, competency, and character. I tell you, I used to design brochures for people just saying, let's just do the three legs of the stool. Results, competency, character. And those brochures work because trust is so important. Nothing happens without trust. We talk about the list, offer, creative timing, follow through. It means nothing if they don't trust you, right?
Earlier in the program, we talked about the 50% response rate campaigns. Again, I know you for a while, so I'm not going to call you a liar. We're on the air. We're not going to get into a fight here. But, Matt, what's going on? A 50% response rate? What's...
this is a great... progressive story. National City Bank in Cleveland, Ohio, they hired us to do direct marketing. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to go after their leasing CFOs to offer their leasing program. So we did a business-to-business program, and we decided to test different things to see what would pull the best response. This was over a year-long campaign, mailing out probably every 2 weeks, okay? We tested books, we tested clocks, we tested Italian lira, we tested everything. We got it down to this one. Unbelievable. It came down to a cost per 50% response. It came down to a cost per acquisition of under $20.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we did, we tested. I'm going to go right to the meat and potatoes, okay?
Right, sure.
We mailed them in a big bulky envelope a sleeve of Titleist golf balls. And by the way, Titleist worked better than any other golf balls. We tested the golf balls. I mailed them a sleeve of Titleist golf balls. And then I said, I hope you can get out and golf because you really deserve it. But if you could take just 2 minutes and fill out this survey and send it back, we'd appreciate it. 50% response.
So 1 second. It was not a front-end premium?
It was.
It was a front-end premium.
We mailed them a sleeve of golf balls.
But if they filled out the response.
No.
They didn't have to.
They didn't have to. We said, you don't have to.
And that front-end premium, it cost you, quite a bit. You said, again, the cost per acquisition was $20, which means it costed less.
Cost like 13, whatever.
Right, because 50% response rates, and roughly half.
Yeah. So what we did, though, National City Bank did all the numbers, and they actually changed their methodology because the golf balls were very expensive and time-consuming.
Sure.
So what we did then, we mailed out a $2 bill.
Okay.
And we said, we know $2 is not enough to cover you for your time and expertise, but if you could take $2 and mail back the survey, we'll send you a sleeve of golf balls.
Now, on the outside of the envelope, they knew that they didn't know it was a $2 bill. Also, because, because fraud, whatever, not fraud.
Whatever. We did another test. Theft. We actually had a plastic on where the $2 bill showed through.
Really?
Yeah. And it actually pulled the same response.
Wow.
But the interesting thing was you have to make it live, first-class stamps. It's got to be right from Matt Minarek, right to Itzhak.
Handwritten?
No, not handwritten. No, we tried that. It doesn't have to be handwritten. If it's business to business, sometimes that's not quite right.
Okay.
You know?
It doesn't have to be. But it has to have a stamp.
It's got
to
have
an indicia.
No. And multiple stamps work better. Because it looks like you're sitting there at your desk, sticking them on by yourself.
You know, so if you have this and then 3 cents and then 10 cents,
right,
whatever.
Right. And it's got to be a highly personalized letter. you know, and say, please take just a minute. And you don't talk about yourself at all in the letter.
Now, I know that this has to be just one last question before we go to a break. This has to do with the campaign. Is there any advice you have in terms of larger envelopes, in terms of
plain
number 10s?
I do. I tested them. Sorry? Of course, right?
Sure. Okay, ready?
The larger the envelope, the better the response. Period. By 20%. If you go from a number 10 to 6x9 to a 9x12, 20% better every time.
Folks, you're getting all the secrets here. You know, this is like, I don't know what colleges are going to do. You know, Matt is graciously going to be signing a copy of his new release, How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now, a 370-page book. And he was IBM's number one marketer and lead generator. This is unreal. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book. Otherwise, get a copy at Amazon. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. In case you're just tuning in now, we have a question. Where were you? Well, the good news is by Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up. And if you have a business that markets, and well, if you have a business that markets, what is that? How does that make sense? If you're not marketing, then how are you staying in business? But anyways, if you want to ace your marketing, this is a must listen to show. It will be up on the archives at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. My guest is none other than Matt Minarik, M-I-N-A-R-I-K. His new release is How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now. He was IBM's number one marketer and lead generator, and that's why we insisted, politely insisted, begged, cajoled, whatever you say, to get him on our program.
It's been a pleasure.
And we say thank you.
No, I thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Very special. And by the way, one lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy of the book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win his book. Otherwise, it is available on Amazon. So, Matt, you know, you run this firm, HiQ Group. You have a ton of experience in the world of marketing and even, you know, your other life beforehand. What are you up to these days?
You know, it's interesting. You talked about pivoting way before.
Yeah.
I'm almost pivoting back. I'm doing healthcare marketing with this wonderful organization called United Refuah. And United Refuah is the first and only Jewish healthcare sharing organization. And it's so exciting. I don't know if you know about everyone knows about healthcare costs and the mm-hmm. insurance costs. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody just the other day. Their premiums every month are $3,000 a month that they have to pay. Wow. You know, and she works for a charity organization. She almost barely makes it. I did a spreadsheet about this, and that takes up like 55% of her net take-home pay. With United Refuel, a family pays $500 a month in sharing. And then they max out a pocket for the first year is $1,500. It's just an amazing difference. And there's a charter membership with specials and this and that. Mm-hmm. But United, but this is truly, it's so important because it's so, because healthcare is almost killing America. It's killing productivity. This is one way to save America, to save the families, to, you know, the number one cause for divorce in America is finances, right? Mm. The number one cause for bankruptcy is hospital costs, okay? And people cannot afford the insurance to go in and are out of bankrupt. With the health sharing, United Food Health Sharing, they can afford it. They can afford it and they can take care of the families.
So explain, what is health sharing? Maybe you can just explain.
Yeah, that. it's like the old co-ops. You know, I'm older and we used to have, back in the day, we'd have these food co-ops where everybody was a member. Everybody shared in the expenses. And see, this is a nonprofit where everybody shares. So there's no profit going to a big insurance company. It started with the Mennonite community in the Midwest. What they would do is they would have, a church will say 1,000 members, and the pastor would say, we're all going to share in each other's expenses now. This is a biblical principle. And so whether you're Jewish or Catholic like I am, and it's a biblical principle. And so if Farmer Jones would fall off his tractor in the Mennonite community and break his leg, have to go to the hospital, and then go see an orthopedic surgeon, cost $10,000, if there's 1,000 families, everybody pitches in $10. So this is what health sharing is. And in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act came out, the health sharing Mennonite churches went to the government and said, hey, we've been doing this for years, just our church. Can we keep doing this? And so the ACA allowed it. And there is no penalty if you participate in health sharing. So the cost difference, as I said, typically it's like $1,000 to $2,000 per month, down to half. I personally have six children, and I was paying about $1,200 a month with about a $10,000 to $12,000 deductible. I went from that down to the $500 refuel and $1,500, which we call an annual pre-share amount. It's not insurance. You know, it's different, and you can't use the same insurance terms because of legal reasons, but the dollars are the dollars. Wow. And it's just amazing. So I actually saved over $1,000 per month. I went from having to pay $23,000 a year to $9,000.
So that, this again, United Refuah Health Share.
And the website is unitedrefuahhs.org. It's .org because it's a nonprofit. And that's one reason why the cost is so low. The other reason why they keep the cost so low is that I'm contracted out with Bowtie Medical, phenomenal group led by Dr. Dennis Gari, who really wants to change the world of healthcare. He really does. He's got this amazing vision. To hear him talk, we're all just like mesmerized. We're all on the floor, you know, listening to the Dalai Lama of medicine there. And he's truly wonderful and mesmerizing. But he really believes that we can totally affect healthcare by giving advice to the members, giving them control, holding down their costs, you know, and giving them access. And so, like, United Refuah has 24/7 telehealth. And they have people can call in for medical concierge advice. They can find out what the best price is. Did you know, Yitzhak, if you go down to the local hospital, let's say the wintertime you slip and you twist your knee, you know, the doctor that says, I think you tore your meniscus, go get an MRI. So you go down to the local hospital here, and they do an MRI. They have pretty paintings on the walls. And that MRI costs about $3,500. If you go down the street to a private diagnostic company, which has the same MRI machine, it'll cost you about $600. It's a $3,000 difference.
Wow.
Dr. Danish Gari calls it the sick care system, not a healthcare system. Wow. It's hospital-centered system. And so with United Refuah and with both Tyler, they're trying to get it back to the patient. We call them member-centered healthcare. And it truly is amazing, the difference. And people say, well, what if the shares, what if there's not enough money? There's always enough money.
Right. They had done a study with an actuary.
Right.
And
he's solid.
It all checked out.
It's all solid.
It all checked out. Matt, I know you'll believe me. We're out of time.
I don't believe
it. But we have we have time for just one last takeaway. And I want to remind the listeners, one lucky listener is going to win his new book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy of How to Generate Leads and Grow Your Business Now. If that doesn't interest you, then I don't know what does. That's the simplest way to put it. He was IBM's number one marketer and lead generator, and this none other than my guest this evening, Matthew Mann Minarik, M-I-N-A-R-I-K. Matt, what final takeaways? You would need really a few hours for this answer, but I'll just, if it's okay, in 30 seconds, what's your final takeaway?
In the 30 seconds, by the way, for National City Bank, we generated $3 billion of deposits using that $2 bill campaign.
Wow.
$3 billion.
Do you talk about that campaign in the book?
Yeah, that's right there. Word for word, you can copy it.
By the way, that's a good takeaway right there.
But it's not. Here's the takeaway. Okay. If any business wants to grow their business by 20%, do what we call house-file marketing. Go back to your customers. Your customers, you have four goals with the customer. Have them buy more often, keep them, and get referrals. And it is 5 to 50 times easier to resell to your current customer because they trust you. Then it's get a new one. So if you're going to spend $50 to get a sale with a housefile customer, you have to spend $250 to $2,500 to get a prospect.
Right.
Yet most people are constantly looking for the grass is green on the other side. Work your housefile and your business will grow 20%.
The studio won't throw us off the radio, even though we're a couple of seconds over here, because this was so valuable. I mean, it's Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Yitzhak.
Wow, what a show. We're out of time. Stay tuned for more great programming here at 77 WABC and tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.